Take off your sweaters and your heavy shoes. Outside it's blooming again. The snow's gone. It won't be long before it's summertime.
Judy Vinar, the vocalist. She's the former Judy Donaghy. And that's Judy fronting the Wolverines Jazz Trio with some pretty serious swing. Judy's songwriting partner Rick Carlson is on keyboards, Steve Pacal on the bass, and Jendine Forberg is the drummer. The quartet plays the main room at Crooners and Fridley Saturday, July 16th at 7:30 p.m. Till 1992, Judy's career was in folk music and musical theater, but then she heard the Wolverines.
And I sat in the audience and said, okay, what do I have to do to get into this band? So it was the band that actually attracted me to the genre. And it was Rick Carlson who basically was my mentor to learn how to swing and swing well. And I started working with them in 1993, so it's 23 years later, we're still together.
How did your tune, Emmett Remus, come into existence?
I wanted to do some writing in this genre, and I had written one tune where I wrote the melody and lyric and sent it to Rick to put the changes on it. And so I literally just wrote a tune about summer, and we call it Emmett Remus because in the style of Ellington, he often would write tunes and name them in backward spellings.
Oh, like Emmett Remus's Summertime, spelled backwards.
It's a fun little tune. It's just a very lighthearted, swinging thing where I talk about summertime, but then also borrow from a lot of very famous summer songs.
Scrub down all the decks, boys, we wanna catch some rays. All I can say is, heck, boys, the season's turning and I'm right for burning everywhere. You hear a poet singing, love is in the air, so quit your bumming.
We're speaking with Judy Vinar, whose show with the Wolverines is at Crooners, Saturday, July 16th, starting at 7:30 p.m. For information, it's judyvinar.com. Now, the piece Emmett Remus, that's lighthearted, but you also do something called Harlem Nocturne. What is the appeal of that as a vocal to you? It's not usually a vocal.
It's not. It's a hauntingly beautiful melody. And when I heard it, you know, I recognized it. You know, I've heard it off and on, maybe passively for years. I found out that it had a lyric, and I had never heard it sung. Really difficult tune to sing, so I liked the challenge of singing it. The range is quite wide. And it was just so haunting and luscious at the same time that it just became a song, one of my favorites. And the band really had a blast playing it, too. In fact, it's probably one of the most requested songs on the CD that we did.
It makes me weep, but I can't sleep. An indigo tune, it sings to the moon. The lonesome refrain of a lover.
We're speaking with Judy Vinar and her show with the Wolverines at Crooners and Fridley on July 16th at 7:30 p.m. Information at Judy's website, Judy spelled with an I, Vinar is VINAR.com. Judy, your CD with the Wolverines is way back there. It's about 20 years old, but you're actually working on a new one.
Recently, we just did a tribute to swinger songwriters, which inspired Rick and I to get back to songwriting. And we've had a pact. Every first Wednesday we're at Hell's Kitchen, and we've decided to bring in a brand new tune every month and debut it at Hell's Kitchen. And then, of course, we're going to be doing those tunes at Crooners. As soon as we come up with, you know, 10 good tunes, we've got another CD. So we're looking forward to recording again.
Wow, Judy, that sounds like a system, and it sounds like it could work. So on your Crooners in Fridley show on July 16th, we'll get some Wolverines favorites plus previews of things to come. For information, the web address again is your name, judyvinar.com. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.